Good morning. I'd like to start a Sukkot Vav today, but I'm not going to start it inside, probably till tomorrow, or through the relevant Gemaras. There's an overlap, if you saw, there's a certain overlap between here at Kufei Vav and what we did already in Kufei Dalet, the question of Bedikah at the time of Tashmish, and we talk about Bedikah of some of the best and so on. So there's a bit of an overlap the way it's presented, but again, we're following the order of the Shulchan Aruch. I'd just like to go through carefully the relevant Gemaras, understanding whether there is a din, a requirement of some sort of bedikah before Tashmish, Shalom, and that's what the Siman is talking about. But today we'll just go through the Gemaras and try and go through everything carefully and so we've shown them before we get to the Halacha Lamaisa. So there is a Mishnah in Nida, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the first of the sources, which says as follows: Afal pi she'omru dayo. Okay, even though we're talking there about a woman who has a vesis, as Rashi says right away, Afapisha Amru Daya Shaita be Isha Vesis, right? She knows when she's gonna get it. And therefore we all, in terms of Tara's purpose, we don't have to worry about either since the last Bedika or last Meisleis, 24 hours line. So Afapisha Amru Daya Shaita. Tzricha Leos Bodekis. Okay, Tzricha Leos Bodekis. This we're talking about here. The sugi here is an Isha Shel Sekis Kataris. Right, that's the topic. And of course, that's going to be the big question of how that translates to, for via purposes, when she's not Osekes Petaris. But the subject of the Mishnah is Isha Osekes Petaris. Okay. And, even though Daya Shaita, but Tzorach Leos Bodekes, and I mistakenly left out also Mishameshes Be'edim, the Mishnah says. Just look up the Mishnah inside. It's an unusually presented Mishnah. Because it's almost like the Mishnah gives example. It's almost like a Rashi built into the Mishnah. I'm saying it was like, you have the lines of the mission and it gives examples. Usually Rashi, it's a little structured. I chopped it up. I made a mistake. So there's really two things. It says, Tzricha Bodekes and Mishameshes Be'edim. And then the mission explains, Upamayim Tzricha Leos Bodekes, Shacharis Umein HaShemashos. Twice a day, she has to do again. We're talking about Isha Sekes Petaris, and Rashi says, Isha Siyesh LaVeses. And now obviously it's not the time of the vessel. Still, Pamayim Tzricha Leos Bodekes, Shachris uben hashmashos, and mishamesh be'edim b'shar shehi overis l'shamesh is beisof. There's another bedikah. That's again mishamesh is be'edim. When she has tashmish, the edim we explained back when means either an aid is a lotion of some pasuk like a shmat of some sort, means something that's going to testify aid is what her status is. Okay, so let's look in Rashi. This is the Mishnah and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Af mishamu da'ay shai to b'isha shiyesh l'veses. Tzricha Leos Bodekes b'chol yom shachris v'arvis kishar noshim. Okay, and you look at the Rashi again, the one I left out of Mishamesh is Be'edim. Tzricha livdok lifnei tashus v'nachar tashus. Right. Well, then it says upamayim tzricha Leos Bodekes. Rashi says kol isha. Okay, including all the women who we spoke about. You know, they're the dayashaita, right? All the women who are in the category of dayashaita still has to do Bodekes. Shachris u'ben hashmoshes. Why? The Rashi explains, Shachris lahachshir taras shalaylo. Okay, if she does a bedikah in the morning, that will retroactively tell us that all the taras that she was involved with during the course of the previous night is okay, are okay. Because the bedikah in the morning will tell us if she finds herself clean, then we don't have to worry about any of the bedikahs up to the point. And arvis in the evening, she has to do it, v'en hashmoshes time, she has to do another bedikah, lahachshir taras shalaylo. Because I mean, the time of Reish Pirkin, as the Gemara says earlier, and when it says in their last Rashi, it says, Shaman Beis, it means in Bible. The Gemara, when Rashi said the end of these, Dira Maskel Shachas, can I mean the time of Reish Pirkin? He's referring back to the Gemara on Dav Dalet, which I printed here for you. Okay, source three, Dalet Amud Beis Anida, Kihod Amar Yehud Amar Shmuel, Chachomim Tikna Lehen Livnos Yisrael. And again, we're talking about Asuka Betaris. Livnos Yisrael Asuka's Betaris, Chubokos Atzman Shachas V'Arvin. Shachris lahachshir taras shalayla, the arvus lahachshir taras shalyom. It's what Rashi said over there on Yud Aleph. He was referring back to that Gemara. Okay. In other words, what's the reason for that? What's the reason for requiring that for osekes betaras? Because the chachamim are obviously aware. I mean, a regular woman is going to get her period at some point, right? You know, we don't know exactly when, but she's going to get her period. Okay. Obviously, she's going to see dam at some point. So therefore, they wanted to minimize the suffix in terms of taras, okay, to minimize it down to one owner. In other words, that's why they require these bedikas. In other words, you know, it's in order to limit the suffix tumor in regards to taras that she handled beforehand. right? This when she's going to get her period at some point, so we want to minimize by requiring bedikah in the morning and the evening. So we minimize the suffix, you know, and stuff that she handled to that particular onam. And she got her period in the middle of the day. It's the only thing we're worried about is things since the last bedikah, which was in the morning, right? So we don't have to worry about the previous night because that morning bedikah took care of that. And that's the idea. That's how Rashi explains over there on Daf Dalamud Beis. Chachamim tiknu lahem, and it's a reference to this Mishnah. I mean, these sugars go together, even though separated by seven blood, right? Rashi in 4, on Daf Dalamud Beis, neither chachamim tiknu lahem, masnisin hi, lakam and nidid yaraf, as we just read, hamayim etzichlis medekis, shachris lahach shetar shalayla, lahotzi michlal safik tuma, shim timtza tahora, teda shalarasa balayla. Right, if she does a bedikah in the morning and she finds herself tahara, then we know that she didn't sleep that night, and therefore there won't be any suffix regarding any taharas that she handled during the course of the night. Okay? Well, if she timsa arvis, tamea yatsu elmi suffix. Okay? And if she turns out to be tamea later on, then those things from the previous night will be tar because she did a bedikah. In other words, you know what Rashi's saying? She does a bedikah later in the day or night and finds herself tamea, but that will not impact the taharas that she handled the night before, because the bedikah in the morning, which is clean, indicates you did not see at night. And of course, there's only going to be a suffix regarding the taharas that she handled during the day, since that morning bedikah. And the same thing is true the opposite, right? I mean, if she finds herself tamei in the morning, so there's only going to be a suffix regarding the stuff that night, but the stuff from the previous day, okay, are going to be tar because the bedika at the end of the previous day, banish rashes, that took care of that. So basically, we just we minimize the maximum suffix is during that onam. Okay, that's the sugya over there on daf dalam base. Okay, getting back to our daf yud aleph. So the Ramban,
right, Habas.
Yes. Yeah.
I looked in my edition of the Ramban. I did not have this Ramban. Is it possible there's a different makar?
Source number 5?
Yeah.
It's not the Ramban?
I have the Rabbi Hirschler one. It wasn't there. I didn't see it.
Did you look at your Aleph from an Aleph?
Okay.
Because I think, I was about to say, it's strange that it's in your Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara is in your Aleph and Aleph, and some editions just... So you have the black one, the Rabbi Hirschler edition. Yeah, that, which is more accurate, I think. I think in some of the things in the Barlan they took from the it might be, see if it's on Yud Aleph. It should be on Yud Aleph and Aleph, to be honest. So you have it in front of you?
Yeah, give me, I'm just turning the page.
I was about to point out, the Chiddush Ramban, the way it's in the database here, is printed on Yud Aleph and Base, which is why the original.
Yeah, it's Yud Aleph and Aleph.
Yeah, it's there, okay, good. That's where it belongs, to be honest, because the Mishnah is on Yud Aleph and Aleph. Whatever reason, in the old edition of the Shramban, they print on your off one base. Okay, so you got it at least. Okay, good. Anyway, so what does the Mishnah say? 5. Mishnah says, Tzrichlis bodekes, umishameshes pe'edim. I thought that was the phrase I left off. So he says, really, there are two dinim. Okay, there are two dinim of the Mishnah. One is bodekes, and two, umishameshes pe'edim. I pierce my thesis in Purushim of Harsha. Also, like I said before, the Mishnah kind of explains as it goes along. It's almost like a Rashi in the Mishnah. Mishnah explains as it goes along. First it says tzrichlis bedekas. So it's as if it said ketsa tzrichlis bedekas. Pamayim biyom shachas arbis. After mishal shim shaklal. And then it also says mishamesh beedim. So ketsa mishamesh beedim bedekas nami b'shal shioveres misharas akel shamish beisa u'mishamesh beedim. Keep that in mind. It's eedim plural. We'll see about that. Well, came the sunny b'shal shioveres hasham. Then he says, when it says she's about to have tashmish, it means she'll lift tashmish. Okay, shmamina the tzricha bedika liftne tashmish. Vayda sheni liftne tashmish yefshar elachar tashmish. Which is not echelov echelov. Alma tzricha bedika bein liftne tashmish bein lachar tashmish. That's what the Rabban puts everything together, and according to what he's saying, because again it says mishameshes be'edim in the plural. Right, that's again. I'm so sorry that I cut that out of the Mishnah, so it's one. But then the Ramban quotes it. The Mishnah says, "Umishamesh is be'edim." You see what the Ramban said at the beginning? It's like I told you. It's like the Mishnah tells you something, then it explains it, then it tells you. The Mishnah is mefarish itself, so to speak. All right. So when it says "tzrichlis bodekas," the Mishnah is mefarish. What it means is the Ramban says "pamayim," right, more in the morning, and a beis marshal. Then when it says also the Mishnah Meshameshes be'edim. So that's when she's having a relation with her husband. And the Ramban is medayek, but since it says edim in the plural, you need one for before tashmish, one for after tashmish. The key at the end is alma tzricha bedika bein lifnei tashmish bein la'achar tashmish. That's how the Ramban concludes. Okay, now another Gemara on that Mishnah. That Gemara was on Yud Aleph Mishnah. The Gemara that Mishnah was on Yud Aleph Mishnah. The Gemara on that Mishnah on Yud Aleph Mishnah 6. Pamayim hitzricha. Let's work through this carefully now. Amar Yehuda Mishmuel. Lo shanu elo lataris, avol bala muteris. Okay, so Shmuel makes a statement, or Yehuda and Amar Shmuel. This entire din is talking only about a woman who is osekas bataris. Avol bala muteris. Let's look at Rashi right away in 7. Okay, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Lo shanu hod ditnan shachris va'aris bodekas. That was the mission. Source 1. Says Pamayim, that twice has to be Bodekas, okay? Shachris ve'arvis, that's only talking about, and no more, by the way, that's it. That's talking about Osekas Petaris. Avalabala Muteris, and Rashi says, Avalabala Muteris below Bedika. When she wants to be the husband, she doesn't have to read Bedika. This whole Bedika is only for the purpose of Osekas Petaris. But for a husband, Avalabala Muteris below Bedika. So says Amir Mishmuel. The Gemara says, Pshita, Shachris, Tanan. Okay? Since the two times are Shachris and Bein HaShemashos, it says Shachris. Rashi explains, Pshita, Shachris, Tanan. The Taros, who? Why would she do it? People don't normally have relations, I guess. Sometimes it may be, but people don't have relations during the day. Why should she have to do a Bedika in the morning? You have a relational husband now? Everyone gets up in the morning and goes to work, right? So it's not no gayo. Aside from, the light in the room and so on, it's a different discussion. But my point being that the Gemara is medayik. Obviously, it's talking about Taris and not about her Baal, being with a Baal, because it says Shachris, right? So Ella Iitmar, a Seifa Iitmar, okay? Rather, the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel is on a Seifa. The Seifa said, Bishar she overis l'shamesh is Besa. The Mishnah says she needs aid or aidim according to Rabban's diyuk when she has a relation with her husband. That statement, the end of the Mishnah, which says that she has to do bedika when it's with her husband, that's certainly talking about an isha that's asuka b'taris. The first part is because that's what we're talking about. Has to be because it says shachris. But you with me, right? The Gemara says that the statement of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Shono Elav Isha Suka Bataris, that's talking about the Sefer of the Mishnah. That's the only one who has to do a Bedika for Tashmish. Now, why should she have to do a Bedika for Tashmish? So the Gemara says, the Migo, the Bai Bedika Lataris, Bai Bedika Nami Labaila. Okay, Rashi explains, Migo, the Bai Bedika Lataris, La'achar Tashmish. Shema Ros Alachar Tashmish Machmas Tashmish. A woman who is Osekas Petaris will have to do a Bedika. In addition to those morning and afternoon Bedikas, she'll also have to do a Bedika after Tashmish. Why? Because maybe she was Roh Adam Machmas Tashmish. Okay? And that's going to mess up any Taris. Now she's finished with her husband, so she's going to go back to work. And she's going to be Osekas Petaris weiter. Right? So they'll mess up those Taris. That's why she has to do a Bedika afterwards. Okay? Now, as a side point, the truth of the matter, the concern is not right afterwards and over the next day, because if she's with her husband, so she's tummy anyways. She can't be on Sekas Petaris right after Tashmish because, too much carry and so on anyway. But that's only one day. All right. In other words, it's not talking about the very next day because she's tummy. You follow, she's tummy anyway.
She's not going to catch it in the morning, Medina?
The next morning, you mean?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe it was just a small amount, but maybe the rice at 7 days already, right? So I guess that's a concern, right? So in other words, but my point is it's not for the taurus that she's going to be dealing with right after. She's not going to deal with any taurus right after she's tamei because of tashmish. Okay, it's talking about the next 7 days. Okay, and the next again she's okay. But anyway, the bottom line is since she has to do the bedika anyhow. Migo, the boy bedika lataris lachar tashmish. So then, boy bedika nami bedika labayla lifnei tashmish. Okay, so have to do a bedika even before tashmish. All right, And that's a further question. Is that also just for Taurus purpose, or that's also just Lahatir Labailo? We'll have to see about that. But in any event, that's the statement of Amri Huda Mishmuel. Okay. And again, the key line, Migo, third line of six, Migo de boy bedika la Taurus, boy na bedika la Bailo. Avo ena suka betaurus, lo boy bedika. That's the key. Okay? That's the key. So, according to Behudam Shmuel, this entire din is only talking about a woman who's Osekas Bataras. A regular woman is Mutaras to her husband. Okay? Certainly in the first part, because the Badika in the morning is obviously Bataras. The Chiddush is that before Tashmish, she has to check if she does after Tashmish, if she's Osekas Bataras. Okay? Okay? But otherwise, low boy Badika. That's Abba Eina Suk Bataras, low boy Badika. So, Morris says, my Kamashmuel, what's Shmuel teaching us? Tanina, call hanoshim becheskas tara lebaleihen. All right, wait a second. We know this already. It's a Mishnah. Okay, we've had this Mishnah. That was a daf tesvav, right? Call hanoshim becheskas tara lebaleihen. Right, the Mishnah says that we know that all women are becheskas tara to husbands, even without a bedika. So what's Shmuel telling us here? Oh, Amar Hudam Shmuel, lo shanu el taras avol baile mutaras. Right, and we said that means. We know that already. That's a Mishnah later, right? You follow the Kasha? Right, we know that already. Rashi says, on Amitina, Masis and Perk Bays, Bechez Kastara Balayan, Umasnis, the Katana, the Bidu Bidika, Korcha Hokamitaris, the Masis, and the Hokam Sukamitaris, the Hosam Mishena Sukamitaris. Okay, and obviously, that's talking about Eina Sukamitaris. That Mishnah says, Kolaish, Kolanosh, Mechez Kas, is not our Mishnah, it's Sukamitaris. Right? So what's Shmuel adding? It's obvious. You put the two Mishnahs together. Without Shmuel, Asuka Bataris is the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, and that's when she needs Bedika. Okay, she needs a Bedika before and after Tashmish. And the other Mishnah, because we're talking Yud Aleph about Asuka Bataris, and the other Mishnah is Ain Asuka Bataris. So what's Shmuel, right? You guys, you with me? You follow that? You can figure it out without Shmuel. Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why Kamashon? Tanina, right? That's what Rashi fills in, right? We can figure it out. Obviously, the way the two Mishnahs work is one is talking about Asuka Bataris, that's when she doesn't need a Bedika, and the other one is Asuka Bataris, she doesn't need a Bedika. So what's Kiddush, basically? Okay? Our answers, no. Even Asnisin, Havamina, Hani, Mila, Bisha, Sheyesh, Lovesis, Alisha, Ain, Lovesis, Boy, Bedika. Okay? Says the, I would have thought that the Mishnah was talking about a woman who has a vessus. But if she has no vessus, she needs bedika labaila. Okay? In other words, I would have thought it was stam and isha she'ena suka bitaris lo boy bedika. Okay? That's if she has a vessus. But that later Mishnah, daf tesvav, it says, kol anashim b'cheskes tar labalein, without a bedika, I would have thought, right, again, I thought about someone's ena suka. Yeah, ena chanami, we know that Mishnah is talking about an ena asuka bitaris. But maybe it's only Isha Sheyesha Vesis. Avil Isha Sheyesha Vesis, Boy Bedika, even Labailo. So Kamash and Shmuel, that she doesn't need Bedika, even if she ain't Vesis. That's what Shmuel's Kiddush is.
Why doesn't the Gemara make a distinction about the other types of Vesis, like non Vesis Kavua days? Meaning, like a Shloshim Yom or Vesis.
I mean,
the Gemara's seeming to assume that those are the same as, you know, any other day in terms of Tara's purposes.
Why they only talk about Darbonon? I'm not sure. I hear. Well, why does the mission not spell out those cases? I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. Anyway, I just want to make sure one understands the flow of the Gemara. So even Masnisa in three lines, the end of six. Habamina Hanimiru Yeshua Masnisa. Okay, says the Rashi. Okay, let's look in Rashi. One second. The Rashi, the next page. All right, let's finish up the Gemara. So Kamash on Shmuel that you don't need even if Ein Loveses. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. How do you know anything about Ein Loveses? This Mishnah is talking about Yeshua Vesis. How do you know that? How does Shmuel know that? And now the Gemara turns the tables. I understand Shmuel's Kiddush. Where did he get that from? Okay? And the stomach, that's what Shmuel was going on, right? I mean, you look back in the beginning, back in source one, Apishon with Dayashaita, right? Isha Shiyesh Leveses. The Mishnah is talking about Isha Shiyesh Leveses, right? So how do we know anything about Ein Leveses? So the answer is Gemara, Masnisin, B'Shiyesh Leveses, Bain, I'm sorry, Bain, Yesh Leveses, Bain, Ein Leveses. Kashran, the Alpha of the HRS is Miga, the boy, Bidikala Taurus, boy, Nami Bidikala Bailo. Okay? The Chiddush of this Mishnah in the Fir Aleph is that even though she has a Vesis, and this is not her time, nonetheless, Migo, the boy, Bidikala Taurus, boy, Bidikala Nami La Bailo. Let's look at Rashi. Okay? In other words, Mistama Shmuel was only talking about the case of the HRS, and it wasn't talking about HRS and HRS. So, how do we know? Okay, and Isha Yeshua Vesis is part of Vedika. But maybe, you know, maybe how do you know that he said it's two by Inla Vesis also? Okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi, Baha Mastis Nahom Yeshua Vesis, the Ksoni, Alfishon with Daya Shaita, Baha Vada Yeshua Vesis. If our mission is talking about Daya Shaita, that's obviously one of Yeshua Vesis. Okay, well, Lord Mari Shmuel, that's what Shmuel's going on. The Omar, Abel Baila Mutaris, Inla Vesis, Lo Kamar, who said Shmuel? You know, who said Shmuel's talking about? Where did Shmuel get that from? The conclusion is, no, the Mishnah is Bein Yesho, Bein Ein Lo. The cave of them, Yesho Vesis, Boy Bedika, Kol Shekein, the Ein Lo Vesis. Bakulu, Komar Shmuel, Ava Labai Lemuteris. Shmuel was going on everything, and he said, Labai Lemuteris. I have heard the Armistice, Yesho Vesis, Komar Shmuel, Afo Gav, that Yesho Vesis still, she needs, you know, even though she Yesho Vesis, she'll still need a Bedika for Taurus purposes. But if she's not Osekas for Taurus, even if she's not a Nevno versus Lo Boy Bedika Labailo. So what emerges from all of this at this point, okay, what emerges from all this at this point is, again, that according to Shmuel, if a woman is not Osekes Petaris, even if she has no Vesis, she doesn't need Bedika Labailo. Okay? Is that clear? Okay, I'm just spending time going through the Gemaras because I think, you know, you have to see the Gemaras before you can appreciate what the Rishonim are going to say. Okay? The one other relevant Gemara is on the next Amud, next Afra, the Yud Beis Amud Beis. Okay, but here the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Isha she'ein lo veses asur l'shamish. Period. A woman who doesn't have a vessel can never have relations. Why? Because at any time she could during Tasha she could have. We don't know when she's going to get a period. She has no fixed time. So it can happen any time. So you can't take the chance. Asur l'shamish. Ve'ein lo lo ksuba ve'lo peres ve'lo bezonos ve'lo blows. The Yotzel of Mafzer Alamis, the Verb Mayor. Verb Mayor holds, what are you going to do? Okay, she can never have Tashin, therefore we can divorce her. And she doesn't have a Ksuba, as her condition nullifies the Ksuba. She has this unfortunate condition, which again today, all women like that, but the Verb Mayor says, most. The Verb Mayor says back then, okay, the woman who doesn't have a Vestas, she can never have a relationship because you never know, right? And she loses her Ksuba, a little Ksuba, a little Paris. Rashi says, and these are Ksuba's topics. Well, yeah, I don't know if you learned Ksuba's tonight. Look in Rashi, source 9, Yud Beis Amud. The low Paris. She'ochel baila minichse melug shah. You know, nichse melug, all right, when she comes into the marriage, she brings a certain property, the dowry and so on. Let's say she has a field. It comes in a field, has trees. And the trees produce fruit. So the husband's allowed to eat what's called nichse melug, the produce of those trees. Okay? That's called nichse melug. If they should get divorced, or if he dies, the field goes back to her, but he's allowed to eat the fruits while they're married. So the Rashi says, "Lo perish ochal balam nifnu luksalah." The lawman came in the inlek suba himeno ishtakach to lav ishtu v'lehedilah peridachal. Have to pay her back, which was not true. Okay, v'lo mizonos. Another case. These are all sugars in maseches ksubas. Im halach l'medina sayam kodem shegirsha ain bezin poskin lo mizonos minichasa. Right. If the husband goes away. And so Bezin has to set up that she can get mizonos from his property. And that's not the case here. Below blows is clothing. Really, it usually means worn out clothing. But again, you're going in the chnisal of begadim, b'shomis ksubasa, or minu ksubas tabayin tes, idol like glim, mechasiba, b'azza ad the bali, bezuka shemagash, avagav shepzah, sablos chayma, ein mazinla. Okay, anyway. So these are all these kubas things. Bottom line is you can't have a relation with Dibir of Meir. However, second line, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, second back in 8, and Yud Beis and Beis. So according to a mayor, a woman who doesn't have a Vesis is in trouble. Unfortunately, she can't be married, she can't have relations, because you never know when she's going to get her period. Rav Chanina ben Antigas Omer, no, Misha Meshes, Bishnei Edim. Okay, hey Nitzua, hey Tikhon. Chenam Tiklis disagrees, and he says, no, she can be married. He says, Mishamesh, it's Bishnei Edim. Okay? Now she tends to Edim Sedinin. Okay, we discussed that, right? Cloth or Shmata. Okay, anyway, that one for Lifnei Tashmish and one for Lachar Tashmish. So Hain Ifsua, Hain Tiknua. These Edim, these Bedika cloths, so to speak, will either mess her up, Ichazoi. In other words, if she does a bedika and beforehand, and she sees that there's dam, so she won't be able to have tashmish. And if that one's clean and she has the bedika afterwards, and then she sees dam, then she'll have to bring a carbon, and be a snida b'shoge, right? So that messes her up. Or tiknua, it'll be good for her, right? These cloths, these bedika cloths, ilochas, right? There's nothing on it, okay? Again, if nothing on the cloth before tashmish, so then she'll be mutter tashmish. Afterwards, she'll be put on a carbon. That's Rechim and Tignes. Bottom line is, Rechim and Tignes says she can be married, and she's married to Meshach Shnei Edim. A few lines later, source 8. A few lines later, in 8. Amar Rabbi Hud, Amar Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Chanina ben Tignes. Okay? Halacha Rabbi Chanina ben Tignes. All right? That's what Shmuel says. Halacha like Rechim and Tignes, meaning that Kol Zman, that she's Tahora. Okay, even if she doesn't have a veses. Remember, we're talking here on Yud Beis, we're talking about Tanar Bonan Isha She Ein La Veses. So it calls man that she's Torah, even Ein La Veses, she's Muteris, okay, if she does Bedika before and afterwards. Okay, and Shmuel says that's the halacha. So it's not like a Mary, you have to get rid of his wife, divorce her, never, but rather, you can stay with her. She'll just have to do a Bedika both before and after Tashmish and see what that Bedika reveals. Okay, that's what Shmuel says. Halacha Kavachim and Tigas. Now the Gemara asks, one second, Ubimai, okay, what type of situation, what type of woman are we talking about? Iba Asuka Betaris, okay, if you're talking only about a woman who's Asuka Betaris, that Dafka there, she'll need Bedikas, but if not, then she'll be Muteris, even without Bedikas. Ha'amar Shmuel, Charazimna, okay, we'll see in a moment. Shmuel already said that. Iba She'ena Asuka Betaris. And if you're saying that even a woman who's ain't a suka b'taris, she will still need bedika before and after if ain't lebeses. Ha'amar, kol lebaila lebala bedika. Didn't we say kol lebaila? Kol means everybody, even ain't lebeses, is kol lebaila leboy bedika. Right? Kol lebaila leboy bedika. So we got a problem now with the ruling of Shmuel. The problem with the ruling of Shmuel. All right? That was back by us, right? Shmuel said, one second, on Yud Aleph, right? Shmuel said, call a bite, little boy, Bedika. Of Aina Sukh retires, little boy, Bedika, right? So what's going on? What's the case? If Shmuel said, the halachas are Kokhinim and Antigonus, as long as she's Tahora, she can do, she can have, she's Mutaris to her husband. She's Mutaris to her husband as long as she does Bedika before and after. So if you're talking about a Suka Mutaris, Shmuel already said that. If ain't a Suka Mutaris, what do you mean? Okay, it says call a Bailo boy Bedika, even if ain't a verses. And where did Shmuel say this once before? The Amr Bzer, Amr Abba, Yimi, Amr Shmuel. Isha she ain't la verses, Asura le Shamesh, Ad Shetivdok. Shmuel already said that. So what if Shmuel pipes up here? Halacha b'chinam and tignas. No kidding. We know Shmuel already said that. Isha shein aveses asul shamish ashtivdo. Right? He didn't say like a mayor asul shamish period. Okay, and you have to get rid of her, and she loses her ksuba and everything else. No, asul shamish ashtivdo. That's a b'chinam and tignas. Okay, v'ukim nala b'asuka b'taris. And that's talking dafka about a woman who's asuka b'taris, but she requires a bedika. So therefore, ha'amar Shmuel chadazimna. Why does Shmuel have to pipe up here again and say? That what? That the halacha is echidim and tignes. Look in Rashi in 9. Ha'amar Shmuel Chadazimna. Kedemos of Osman. Abba Yimel Minashim. This really Shmuel. The Sukkah Vitaris by Vedika Labala. The Shayna Sukkah Vitaris low by Vedika. So we have the sheet of the Shmuel already. What's the Chiddush? Okay? So Mark gives a simple answer. Okay? Namely, Manda Mastiha, Lo Mastiha, and Echidami. Shmuel said both things. The first thing was Amar Behud Amar Shmuel. Halacha Kibichim and Tignes. And this was Amar Abba Bar Yemi Amar Shmuel. They're two different Amarim were both quoting the different Shmuel. Not that the Shmuel didn't say it himself. They both are correct. They, you know, Mada Masni Ho, Lo Masni Ho. Okay? Says Rashi. Mada Masni Masni Ho. Lo Olam Basuka. All right, again, Lo Asuka B'Taris doesn't even deek at all. Tomar Asuka. With the Kasha of Tartil Omali. The answer is of Yehuda, the Masni Ho, Mishmei, the Shmuel, Lo Masni Ho, Rababa, Rababa, Lo Masni Ho, Yehuda. Okay? But Rabbi Kashi, one second, that's very good for this sugi here on Daf Yud Beis. Because we have two different Amoraim speaking the name of Shmuel. Okay, so one didn't learn it, the other didn't learn it. It's okay. Works out. But Rabbi Kashi, Harvi Huda Nami Amor, the Amor Huda Le'el, our Gemar back on Yud Aleph, the Gabi Masis and Iksani Le'el, back in source number 6. Okay, on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. There, Shmuel, look what it said. Look at 6. Okay, Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, second line. Lo Shana Ela B'Sheisha Suka B'Taris. Okay, it says it to him, Sheisha Suka B'Taris. So you already had, and that's Rav Yehuda. You can't, that's the same Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, who said, Halakha Yehuda and Tinglas. There you can't say it was two different numbers. The same Amora. It was Rav Yehuda and Amr Shmuel. All right? V'Kasha Ha Rav Yehuda Anami, Amr Yehuda Le'el, Gav Masis Niksani Le'el, U'Vishra Shio Beres HaShan Shmei, so Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Lo Shana Ela B'Suka. Okay? So that's a question. So then we know that that's what he holds. It's only a Sukkah B'Taris needs Bedika, and you don't need a Bedika for Eino Sukkah B'Taris. That's the Kasha. And again, we're talking about an Isha Ein Lo Vesis. Okay. So it's the same thing here. Halacha Rechimim Tignes. It's also a Linyan Taris. By Isha Ein Lo Vesis. Sukkah B'Taris requires a Bedika. But others don't. So Rashi says, "Lav Tirchi." The Yehuda lo Ashvin Hashem Basuka Midi. The Masnisa, I'm sorry. Lav Tirchi. The Yehuda lo Ashvin Hashem Basuka Midi. The Masnisa and Avishamim Benas. All right. There, the Mishnah is talking about ostensibly either way. The Ashvin Yehuda Lameimar Vashvin Mishnei Shmuel. The Sheina Suka Lo Boy Bedika. Okay. In other words, it only says about Eina Suka. We don't know from that Mishnah what is a Suka B'Taris. And Hacha, Shmin Dalach of Chalina, also Mishnah Suka B'Taris, Boy B'Dika. Vacha Iker. That's how he gives the Taris. Now, Rashi is the second Taris, and he's the Mefarshi, okay, which he rejects. We'll come back to it. Orachanal says it. Orachanal accepts it. He's the Mefarshi, Ki Hai Lishna, Ba'amar Shmuel, Chadazim, Alel, Dukim, Lamsi, Tzani, Mishamesh, Be'edim, Asuka B'Taris. Lana Masiha, La'olam, Kishen Asuka. The Kashal Rabbi Rima Hadar of Yehuda, Lo Tiksham Arayinu Alibin Shmuel. And the Rashi is not correct. We'll have to come back to that one. But again, what emerges from here that Shmuel holds that Labaila is no requirement for Bedika. That's what comes out. Okay? Yeah.
It was
a steer in
Shmuel.
It was a steer in Shmuel. Right, the Mada Masni Ha, Lo Masni Ha. Right, because
you're answering.
One second, let's come out again. Hold on. So what comes out? That Isha She'ein Lo Vesis Tzricha Bedika only if what? Only if Asuka B'Taris. Isha She'ein Lo Vesis requires a Bedika only if she's Ein Asuka B'Taris. But he said that mission never really told us what? That mission never told us, what about Osekas B'Taris? Is Osekas B'Taris? Okay, again.
Is Had
Masihab and Masihab
said that
Masihab
and
Masihab
saying it's
Taka
a Stira and this is Mashma that Ema Vesas, she needs to be Ligos? Or Had Masihab and that it's, you know, two people saying the same thing?
No, I think it's two people saying the same thing. That's what Rashi says, no? Lo'olam basuka. Let's read it again. Lo'olam basuka. Right. Also with that. Right. But lo'asuka lo'boy v'dika klal. That's what you have to say. Not asuka lo'boy v'dika klal. That's what you have to say. Not asuka lo'boy v'dika klal. The kasha tati lama le'yehudam asin. Hamshay shmo lo'am asin. Hoda v'avar. Hoda v'zana. Right. The only problem is that Rabbi Yehuda, that's here. But the problem is that above, Rabbi Yehuda said, above, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Vatar Asuka B'Taris." That's the kasha. But here it's not a kasha. Here it's two different Amoraim. The problem is that above Rabbi Yehuda said in Shmuel that Isha has no verses. Why is that? What's the kasha? V'kasha. The first part of Rashi I get. Right, the first part of Rashi we get. First part of Rashi get that one is Rabbi Yehuda the name of Shmuel, one is Rabbi Yehuda Abba the name of Shmuel. That's fine. And it comes out the same. V'kasha. What's the kasha now? V'kasha. Har Rabbi Yehuda nami amar. The amar Yehuda le'el gav masisim v'ksani le'el. Right, over Shah, she over Sun's base. I'm a good number of small. Well, Shano Elabil Suka. How's that a steerer? How's that a steerer?
What?
Well, we said above. Well, Shano Elabil Suka. Right? The Rudolph shows the Loshana Bisho Suka retires. Right? I will ain't a Suka retires, so boy Bidika.
That's two. You mean the second
Loshana? No, the first one. Why was it a steerer? And so let's work it out. Why was that a steerer? Over there on Daf Yud Aleph, what are Amar Yehuda Mishmul Lo Shana B'Shuka So the Miga the Boy B'Dikla Taras Boy B'Dikla and Amar B'Ala Fine, Aval Ena Suka B'Taras Lo Boy B'Dikla. It's not a steer really. The first lesson is not a steer, is it? No, and Rashi says Lafir Rabbi Yehuda Lo Shmina Hasan B'Suka Midi. Doesn't tell what there. It's only talking about that ain't a sukkah b'taras doesn't need a bedika, but doesn't say what a sukkah b'taras needs. And here we're saying that what the halachah of the chanina also mentions a sukkah b'taras boy bedika. Ah, okay, yeah, fine. It's not a steer. It's two different cases. But over here, when he says halachah of chanina tinas, he's telling us that the halacha is that someone is a sukkah b'taras needs bedika. Back over there, I never said about that. Back over there, we're talking ain't a sukkah b'taras. Okay, low boy bedika, but a sukkah b'taras. But it does say it there, no? It does say it there also. One second, let's just work this out. Hold on, you catch it. So says Rashi, right, that Lav Pirchi, the Rabbi Yehuda, Lash Minan Hossam, Basuka Midi, Masita Hosh Mashinu Ben Asuka Ben Asuka. That's not true. Because it says over there, Amirim Shul Losh Shano Elabash Kisha Suka Betaros. She doesn't need Bedika, Ben Asuka, Ben Asuka, Ben Asuka, Ben Asuka. Hey, Hacha, Shmina, Hacha, Ben Asuka, Ben Asuka, I'm not sure I understand the Kasha. I'm not sure I understand. Let's work this together. I'm not sure I understand what the kash is. What's the kash? Over there, Isha She'ein, She'ein La. This is, oh, that's the one Isha She'ishla Vesis. Is that the one Isha She'ishla Vesis? Just a moment. Yeah, right, I'm sorry. Okay, no, I understand. Yeah, that's the issue. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot. Again, let's go over it again. So the question is, the Gemara asks, you know, Shmuel said his dinner already once. Okay, and because you have Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kavchinu Ventignus, right? The what? Let's go over it again. What do you mean, Halacha Kavchinu Ventignus? That calls mine that she's Tara, even if she has no verses, she's Muteris. Okay, as long as she has Bedika before and afterwards. So we're saying, that's what Shmuel said already. Okay, and Shmuel said Abzera said the name of Abba Yimia. Amar Shmuel Isha Ein Lavesis Arsul Shamish Achativdo. Okay, and the Torah there Asuka Betaras. So the answer is no. One didn't know the other. The two different Amorim. But the problem is that up above on Daf Yud Aleph, back in source 6, okay, Shmuel Amar Yehuda Shmuel Lo Shana Bishulik Sam Betaras. Right, Avo Ein Asuka Betaras Lo Boy Bedika. Right? Lo boy bedika. So ask Rashi, Mikasha, Ha Rav Yehuda Nami. That you can't say it's a different Amor, it's the same Rav Yehuda. Okay. Dahainu, an isha she ain lo veses, you know, needs to do bedika, right? Right, an isha ain lo veses needs to do bedika. So here also, okay, when you say alakum shem v'chem v'tignas, you're saying that an isha ain lo veses requires the bedika. So what's the chiddush? So the answer is no, because over there it never said, but it never said what a woman who's a suka v'taras, who's ain lo veses, has to do. So here we're saying even by an isha she ain lav eses, because that's what this case on the Avir Beis is talking about. That's how you answer the kasha. Okay. So anyway, and that's what it is. So there it's only yesh lav eses, it's only ain lav eses, basically. Okay. And there it doesn't say what to do with an ain lav eses if she's a suka b'taras, and here it does. Okay. So that's the first lashon. We'll get back to the second lashon. So bottom line. Shmuel holds that Labaila, there's no requirement for Dika. That's what comes out from all of this. Now, regarding a woman, Ein Lo Veses, so I'm just pointing out, the Ran, and so is 10, okay, just to show you, the Ran says on the Riff and Shmuel's Beis Manal, Karsina Menida, Kol Ish Ein Lo Veses, Sula Shamish, because Shematir Bishas Tashmish. Fine, that's the reason why. But now, the issue is now, what does it mean that she requires two cloths? Okay, what are the two Adam for? What are the two Bedikas for? Okay, Rashi we saw. Let's take a look in the Rif. Okay, Rashi we already saw. That was Rashi back in, where is it now? The long Rashi. Back in Source 9. Okay, Rashi, Ifsua and Tiknua, Rashi explains that the two Adam are for before and after Tashmish. That is, she sees Dom before, she's Ifsua, she's messed up in the sense that she can't have beer. And she's afterwards, she's messed up in the sense that she'll have to bring a carbon for Baal Nida Bishogi. And if she doesn't see any Dom, then she's good in good shape in that she can have beer and won't need to bring a carbon, right? But that's what Rashi says. What are the two Adam for? Before and after Tashmish, right? Good. Comes the Rif in Ksubas, Samachon Beis, 11, says the following. Karsina Benita Sofar Krishon. Isha ain't lavesa sula shamash ain't laksuva lo paris, etc., etc. That's what comes with their ksubas. Rechim rektigas omer shigan shnei edim. Okay. Now, what does it mean? So he says, im tishamesh pam rishona ushnia ushlisha beedim yim tzedam al shelo o shelo b'chol pam pam hare ifsua. In other words, he has a different reading of the Rif. The Rif said the two edim are not one before and one after tashmish, but rather the two Adam are one for him and one for her after Tashmish, not one before and one after Tashmish for her. And what happens? Okay, if she, what's the Ifsua and Tiknua? If she sees three times in a row, Pam Rishona, Pam Shishu, Be'edim, Be'im Tzadam, Al Eid Shalom, O Shalom, okay, then she's messed up. Now she's Huxa Ganida, Koyamel, to Tashmish, and you have to go to below Ksuba. Ain't a little Paris, Lomazos, etc. The Lab Bas Tashmashi, the Lochazilabia, the Lo Yachzil Amit. Okay? And even if afterwards, Avagav, the Had Iskin, you know, maybe her condition changes, but you don't take that into account. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is that according to the Rif, the Beis Adim are not for before and after Tashmish, but one for him, one for her. And the Bedika is after Tashmish. And the Rif explains, okay, that the whole Sugya is talking about the Bedikas after Tashmish. That's the difference between the Rif and the Rosh. Tiknua and Itsua, it's not going on right now when you look at the cloth before, and you look at the cloth after, cloth by Rashi learned, but it establishes if three times in a row she found down on either her or his cloth, then she's Usher and so on. So that's how the Rif learns the Sugi very differently than Rashi. Okay, if you take a look in the Ritva, it's a good summary of this Machlokas 12. The Ritva by us here, neither Yud Beis and Beis. Let's see it together. Chaniv and Tignus Omer, Mishameshes Bishnei Edim. Okay, Pirish Rashi, Shemeshameshne Edim, Echad Kodam Tash, Echad Lacher Tashmish. Behei Tikunel, Latir Labaila, will oppose to me carbon and Matzatar. Right, that's going to be good for her to be matter to her husband and to exempt the Bedika before. Will be matter to her husband and the Bedika after will oppose to me carbon and Matzatar. Behei, if Suah can mess her up, La'asa b'tashmish, if she finds something on it before, or la'chayv b'ashmar chatas yimotza tameh. V'keim shuchzu b'dam, b'shaz tashmish, n'hachi sharina la afil l'chatchilam. And even if she has no chazokah, it's always happened, this is going to straighten her out. Aval arifzal, mishpirish, mishamesesh, b'shnei edim, echad lo v'echad lo. V'heim tikuneha, l'hashosa imbaila, v'ifsu alo, tzimenesh, imbodka, sholosh pomeh, v'lo rosa, harim v'teresol, v'eina tzvicha, od shum b'dika, b'shaz tashmish, yoser, mishar anoshim. I mean, the first three times they're together, they have to do this b'dika, to make sure, you know, this requirement of doing bedika b'shas tashmish of both him and her is only the first three times they're together. And if after the first three times nothing happens, then it shows that she's not a woman who's going to see dam machmas tashmish. Okay, but bimrasa hare yasur al yotzi. Okay, otherwise she'll have to take him out. She'll have to take her out and divorce her. Okay, so yeah, so that's the discussion in this machlokas now. One other ha'ara, okay, which is important from the run. So again, there's different. Even when you require, I guess I'm getting at, even when you require bedika, what, let's say for an isha who's osekes petaris, okay, and therefore she requires a bedika for her husband. What's the nature of that bedika? Rashi says two edim, one for before, one after. The Rif says no, only after. And the two edim are for him and for her, and it only has to be the first three times that they're together to decide if there's a pattern or not. Okay, if after three times she doesn't see damach tashrish, then he's mutter to keep this wife. If the first three times she always bleeds after tashrish, then there's a problem. Okay, that's the riff. The Ram just mentioned an interesting point. Okay, on this gemara, manda masli ha lo masli ha. So he says. What's that?
That's so the Rif would say that if she has a vesas, then she doesn't need to do that.
The first three times it would appear.
She wouldn't even need to do the first three times.
Wouldn't have to. Right.
She has a vessel.
Right, yeah. Right. He says, Ishrain la vessel told her. Yeah. Okay. And I thought, yeah. All right. So, yes. So the other point that the Chedush Aran makes an interesting comment, the 13, and the Ran here by us and Nidin, the Chedush Aran, not on the roof. The Chedush Aran and Nidin, base and base, says, Landa Masaha Masaha Vachitema, Kavin the Rab Mayor Bir of Chenim and Tignus, Tarvayu Modu, Tasur la Shamish below Badika. Okay. Both with Meir. Rameir says you got to get rid of the woman altogether, right? He's just saying Lomessi. Chinaman and Tignas says, she's Mishameshes B'Shnei Edim. Okay? She's Mishameshes B'Shnei Edim. All right? So how can Shmuel then come, who's an Avora, okay? Hechi Pasuk Shmuel Delo Kechad, the Omar Delo Baila Lo Boy.
Yes, the
Stam Mishnah. Oh, so that's the answer. Right? The problem that Shmuel is arguing with Tutanayim, and the Ram says, no, exactly what you said. Ikalamim with the Samach on season time. Kalanashim, because that's what you're talking about, right? Kalanashim, because it's Tara Balayim. Masha is Tama, Filo Aimlavesis. That's the Mishnah, and that's Tezvah, which we saw so many times, 14. Kalanashim, because Kala Balayim, and Rashi says that means Kalanashim, because Tara Balayim, below Badika. Shalahuska Badika, Allah Suka Bataris. Okay, so sof, the question of the din of Shmuel when he says halacha b'chirin and tignus, that seems to be dafka b'osekas b'taras. Until now, we've been saying that Shmuel's more makel, right? The kol abayla lo boy b'dika. That's the question now. All right, so. Right, that's what the Shemran is relying on the Stam Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, so according to now Shmuel, according to Rashi, just one second, yeah, according to that long Rashi, Manda Masni Hola Masni Ha, at the end of 9, according to that Rashi, so Shmuel holds you only need Bedika if you were Sekes Bataris. Okay, however, the Chiddush HaRashba in Nida Daf Yud Beis, here, the Reis and Beis, the Umaski quotes, and Chananel disagrees. Okay? But Halal disagrees. Halal holds that even someone who's not working with Taurus, of Eisha She'ena Sugur Taurus, still requires Bedikas. Because he learns that Hoda Masni Hala Masni Ha differently. Right? He says, Manda Masni Hoda Shmuel, the Pasuk of Nimit Tignos, Lo Masni Hoda Vzer, the Omer Kalabala Bedikam, Manda Masni Hoda Vzer, the Omer Kalabala and Sarah Bedikam, Lesle Hoda Chanina. Okay, not the way Rashi first, that's Rashi in the parentheses, right? That's the second lesson of Rashi. She was Al Kosa, Sikna, Manda Masni Hala Masni Ha. The Kaiman, Kihoda Mahu Hilkos, Nimit Tignos, Amash the Pliga Hoda Vzer. Okay, it's not just that they're two different Amaram explanations, they disagree. They disagree. And that, therefore, if someone is not Osekas Bataras, will require Bedikas. Okay? So that's a big difference. That's a big difference. According to Rashba, someone who is not Osekas Bataras will require Bedika if Ein Lo Vesis.
He says like the second lesson.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The Rashba says like the second lesson. That's what I'm pointing out. That's the Rashba according to Ben Hanana. That's what I'm saying. According to Rashi, emerges. Shmuel says you only need a bedika if you're osekas bataras. Period. And according to this way of learning, that's not what he's saying. Okay. Yeah. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying, man?
How does the root read?
Yeah. Well, the root puts in a three because that's what he's tiknua ivsua. That's what he's learning. You know. It messes her over.
He's finding that they're reading like the first lesson.
Right? I think there was not. Yeah, I think there was like the first lesson. It has to be. I think so.
Wasn't he a Talmud of the Ben Chana though?
Okay. Don't know. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so everyone's seen now that there's a major difference between Rashi and Rashba. Because according to Rashi, it comes out that the Shmuel holds that women only need Bedikah if they're working with Taurus, and that's it. And according to Ben Chanano, even if not working with Taurus, she'll need Bedikos. If she's Ein Lo Vesis.
It's just strange because the Rosh.
Yes, I printed the Rosh here.
The Rosh says, like, he's like, I don't want to pass it
against Rashi.
Against Rav Hanano.
Right? He does.
The Rosh passes.
Yeah. The Rosh here, what you're referring to, the Rosh here in Park Aleph Siman Hey, again, he summarizes the whole Sugya. Okay. And he says that according to Rashi, we're talking about a Sukkah Bataris. What do we need two different statements about a Sukkah Bataris for? But the first lesson of Rashi. What do we need two different statements of Sukkah B'Taras? Well, that's just two different Amorim, right? Two different Amorim. But according to Ben Chanano, on the next page, I'm not going to read the whole Rashi, you can open it inside, but according to Ben Chanano...
When the Gemara has that Lashon of Had Masni Ha, Masni Ha,
yeah.
Does it usually mean something like this? It usually means that they're saying two different things.
Right. Usually they'll say, Trey Tanei Libid De Honzo, or Trey Amorim Libid De... Well, here it's Shmuel, right? So... Usually they'll say something like that. No trade, trauma, trade, tana, I leave it the.
They're saying different things.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, I have to do a study and see if it comes in other places. Anyway, the Rosh summarized it and he says, according to Rashi, the Hilkos of the Sukkah Bataris, okay, El Shalom, Alani, Libi, the Hakka, Kidiver, Hanano, Diver, Kabbalah. Now, it's according to Ben Hanano, Shmuel says, Halacha, becoming a Tignus, regarding Nashim She'ein Lo Vesis. Even if not a Sukkah B'Taras. Does everyone get, I'm going through this slow, I want you to see how it unfolds. You get the whole thing here? There's really two different days. What emerges, according to Shmuel, you never need Bedika, Labaila. Whether Yeshua versus Enel versus, as long as not a Sukkah B'Taras. And according to when Hananel's read, okay, Shmuel, when he says Halacha B'Taras Tignas, is talking about women, Enel versus, even if they're not a Sukkah B'Taras, they will need Bedika. That's a big distinction, okay? The first Shmuel on the Rif and on the Rosh, rather, need that. There in Park Alistair and Hay, in those bays, it says, Afilo be'ena suka boy bedika labayla. That's what comes out, right? Even according to Ben Antigonus, if it's ain't lavesses, so even if ain't a suka with her, she will require bedika. Okay, yeah. So that's the machokas Shoshonim here. Now, just to wrap this part of it up, and we'll get to, we'll see, a few more minutes. So let's look a little further. The Mishnah on Yud Daled, which again we've seen a number of times, Yud Daled Aleph, which is does talk about Shnei Edim Echad Lo, the Mishnah says, Derek Benos Yisrael, beforehand. Right, lift the two. That's the mission that it says. Proper Rav Yisrael to use two Adim, one for the man, one for the woman. Okay? And, yeah.
But it's not just Shmuel, though. Like, there were other Amorim in between that we said we've seen before on top of your Beis and Aleph and whatnot. You know, Shishu Dibidikos and then Libanopo, Porish.
Right, that's coming to right now. That will come in a second. Okay. Come in a second, yeah. Come in a second. So, yeah, that was Rav Zerah and Rav Yehuda, yeah. So we'll get to this one. So, anyway, so the Mishnah says, and he did, Rashi says, and atzlos, the sakna shish, sakna tabayis means lifnei tashmish, right? Rashi says, the sakna tabayis, we had this. Choma livdok lifnei tashmish, ulahocha natzol abala, huadin lechol hanoshim. Okay? Nan parakama, uvishoish avarishan azbeisa, hadinak atzlos, mefarish parakama, tzlos, what did tzlos do? It's everybody has this. What's chiddush about the tzlos? Okay, the tzunos have a third cloth. It says in Rashi, everybody should. The chiddush is that they use a different cloth. Okay, Medina de Mishnah, you can use the same aid that you can use afterwards. But okay. But then Tosfos Yontif, which I think I showed you once before, in this Mishnah, in Nida Park Beis Mishnah Aleph, there are two chiddushim here, right? Derek Mona Shom and Shams are saying, Eidim Echel of Echelo. Masisa Kamashon, number one, the Aflo Mesakenes aid, the two chiddushim, right? That number one, he should also check, have an aid to check. All right, Ashrina Nami, hard to source the eight shabbat deka lifnei tashmish. She can use the same aid. That's the second chiddush. One is that the man should also have an aid, and two is that source she uses two different cloths. Okay, now this is also talking about, of course, a sukkah b'taras. Okay, a sukkah b'taras. That's what the Tosfos Yontif adds. The hach the hoch del el b'chadas shita tar tarvayu dafke ba sukkah b'taras. With the vrayim kol she ain't a sukkah b'taras, ain't tzarich b'dika klal. Okay. That's the pashas. That's what Tosfos Yontif says. Right, this mission, like the previous one, is talking about a woman who's osekes b'taras, and therefore anyone who's not osekes b'taras doesn't need to do any of these b'dikas. Well, the Rambam, hacha afilu be'en asuka b'taras ul achar tashmish, utzulus liftei tashmish nami. But he quotes the Rambam, they're saying differently. So look, we saw this Rambam. Parak dalad, halacha yud dalad. Derech b'no, isi rabiyah. Derech b'nei yisola b'no shola olam livdok atzman achar tashmish. Ketzad, and they had this class. Does it and see that there was no dam. Okay? Halacha, that's halacha tezvot. Like halacha tezayin, hatznuos, ein mishamzal ad shivdo atzman tchila korom at hashmash. Ve'isha she'ein lo veses asur l'shamish ad shivdo. The Rambam paskins, if a woman has no veses, okay, then she can't have tashmash until ad shivdo, which is like Shmuel in the name of Rebbe Chaim and Tignus, the second way, the Rashbo's way. Okay? And the Ravid disagrees. Okay, the Ravid says, according to the Rambam, a woman who doesn't have a vessel cannot have tashas to check before and after. But if she has a vessel, she can check before if she wants. And that's what the tzulos do, but you must check afterwards with aid for each one of them. Okay, the Ravid said no. The Ravid says the only women who do bedikas are sukkah b'taras. The Rambam, as the Tosfos Yontif said in 21, the Rambam extends it even for ainah sukkah b'taras. The Ravid says, okay, that look at the last lines. Shalo amru bedikas halalo ela be'isa shal sukkah b'taras. So according to the Rambam, woman who's ain love vessels has to check kodem tashmish, and everybody has to check after tashmish. And the Ravid disagrees. Okay, and the Ravid says, he doesn't say the Rambam, you know, after all, he said, we'll see that more in a second. We saw it already, right? Rav Yehuda told him, Zera, don't check. Remember, leave on Oko and so on, like you mentioned before. And the Halakhi Zion, the Rambam says, I'm a shamish, he tells a plum and rubbos, ain't you can live though, say, Adam Shalan, I'll call B.O.B.A. Different story. Okay, so let's look now at Dagos Maimonis on this Rambam. Dagos Maimonis on this Rambam in Perak Dal Halacha Tezan, Oschav. Kola Bedikas El Hoska Elinian Asuka Bataris. Avaladidan, Kola Baila Loi Bedika. Dagos Maimonis disagrees that Bedikas are necessary only for women who are dealing with Taris. But regular women don't need to do these Bedikos. Okay? The Chosav and the Simcha, she shouldn't even do it. She shouldn't be Machmir. okay? Lived to be bodek after Tashrish. Why should you open up trouble? Lived or kodem Tashrish Shai, if you can machmer, like that's the soonest thing, and so on. And Bechain Mashu Udom Rukana, okay? And there's a Bechain Morabin Rabbeinu, that's the Ramon Rutenberg. Micha Beisha Shai Sabodek is Tamanacha Tashrish. Afa Bishain Laveses. Lama Tachma, the Kalkalatsmo. The Dovish also call him. Cave in the Midraisa, being a target for Sarge, had to have our gosh anyway. Okay, so to the Hey Mamru, they're the ones who said that there's going to be a problem. And they said, don't do a Bidik, Bechain Pasuk Rashbam. Shamina Mehocha, Bain Isha Shesh on Besses, Bain Shainla, Bismana Zer, the Lefataris, Lo Bar Bidika, Lo Sharkas, Lo Arvis, Lo Lifne Chashan, Lo La Achar King. Okay, that's what comes out. So not like the Rahman. So again, the Hoch is a postcom now, how we paskin here. Okay? Lift may be mutter, but if you want to be still, but you don't have, you certainly don't have to, definitely not afterwards. And that was the Gemara on that topic of Bezman Aleph that later referred to before, 24. Low tivdog, don't. The tivdog, mabakak, no, and can't leave on oak for porridge. Okay? Ramzer's kasha was about listening to Tashmish. So leave on oak for porridge. Pershman and oak came in the raw Isha Bodekas. You start, she must have felt something and so on and so forth. So listening to Tashmish, it's also according to this approach. Right? So anyway, we have a machlokas. It's really a machlokas how to read Shmuel in the Gemara that we saw, and then a machlokas how to paskin really. According to the Rambam, there will be a requirement for the vedikos. Okay, according to the Rambam, the woman who doesn't have a vessus must check before and after. If she does have a vessus, she can check before. Okay, but we'll have to check after. According to the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says the only woman have to do bedikas are women who are osekas b'taras, and that's it. And the Gosmanis says that also bedikas are necessary only for women dealing with taras. Regular women don't need to do any of the bedikas, and not only don't have to, but shouldn't.
Isn't it okay? Just like funny that like if this was like a real focus on what Shmuel said, like more like should have brought it up ages ago because it goes like a full block.
Yeah, later.
That's just one thing.
Yeah, it's all right.
And in the 11th hour, you know.
Well, I just showed you Shmuel, so I think that's what this is based on, no? Seems to be. You're right. Why don't the Gemara have that? I don't know. You're saying the Gemara should just have presented
The Gemara is clearly assuming that Shmuel held school by Levi Bedika for a while.
Okay.
And then, like, at the very end, you know.
Okay.
Just a funny flow of the Gemara.
Yeah, all right. I guess they'd have to say, right? Because he said that, Universal, yeah.
You
have to
do all those.
I think so. Now, the last thing before we read this, what I wanted to finish off with today, then we'll get to Arsene tomorrow. In the Hilchas Nida of the Mordechai, 26. It's from Tavshin Lamed Hay. Isha Shiyesh Lavesis Ain Livdo Klal Ad Yom Vesto. Now we know Yom Vesto, of course, you have to check. Okay. And then he has Boy Minei Rav Zeri, shouldn't do it, and so on, right? Because Libo Nokfo, she'll see her, her husband will see her, and so on. Okay. But then Avalari, Afilo Ain Lavesis, Chain Posek Rashbam. Okay, which is what the Gosman is quoted as well. All right, even if you want to be machman yourself and check lifnei tashmish, we wouldn't let you do it. Okay, so it's mutter. Wouldn't let you do it beforehand. So. That's the Mordechai. Good. So now look in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw this obviously in Kuf Pei Dalet. So look what it says in 27. Kuf Pei Dalet Tzvikot Nala. Rov Hanashim Yesh Lan Vestas. Liros was on the door. Kagon Mesmo Esim Yom Shoshim Shoshim Yom Pon. Bechol Isha Sheyesh La Vestas Kavua. Bo Aleh Shelo Bivas Shasas. Eina Tzicha B'dik Lif Netashma. That's one. One is Yesh La Vestas. Okay. And now is not the time of Vestas. So then nothing has to be done. The husband can go, and be with her, and no bedikas are necessary. Lifnei tashmish. There are more, and I notice that Mechaber only says lifnei tashmish. There are more adds, gam ein lo lahachmir livdok atzma lo lifnei tashmish lo lahachar tashmish. Shalei libo nokpo. There are more adds that not before, not after. Nothing. Okay? the Shulchan Aruch is why he says only lifnei tashmish, because he's giving a nod to the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam says that afterwards you do have to check. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't spell it out, but that's why he only mentions ein atzicha bedika lifnei tashmish, because lachai tashmish is a question. That's what the Shach points out. So called dalit. Hainu la Rambam shev mechaveri shem kufeivav al rova poskim shev yishom al das rav sham. Mekan ein lo lachmer kal livdok lo lifnei tashmish lo ye libo nokvo. Okay. Okay, that's how the rush, that's how the Yeshach goes out. In any event, that's the ruling over there in Tzimkuf Pei Dalad. Most women have vestas. Anyone has a vestas kavua. If she has tashmir at the time, it's not at the time of vestas, do not need any bedik at all. And the Shach and Beragor, also that's according to the Rambam. But according to Ramah, she'd have to check either before or after. The Shach says she shouldn't check before Tashmish because then she's going to get nervous. He'll get nervous. Maybe she's going to need it. You want to Tashmish her. And she shouldn't check after either.
Through the Vestas.
Yeah. One second. Yeah. According to the Shach, what? She shouldn't check before the Tashmish because then he'll get nervous and so on and he won't want to be with her. For the next time, right? Okay, and that which it says that once you do any bedik, is not talking, you know, that kol amarba livdok. When we had that, so Shulchan Aruch says at the end when it says kol amarba livdok or ezim shubachas, that's only talking about shalom b'shas tashmish. Okay, does anyone have it lined up now? Is it clear? I mean, I'll go over it again. I mean, it's a little because the Gemara is, and you're right, the flows of the Gemara are a little funny. In both places, and the mission also just unusually structured, but I think we explained it correctly. Okay, so now we have to see where did we go from here in Kuf Pei Vav. Okay, let's just look for 1 second at Kuf Pei Vav. Sivalos by us, Isha Sheyesh La Ves Kavu Ena Tzichu Dika Klau Lifnei Tzavach Hatashmish VaAdar Abba Ein La Livdog Bifnei Bado Vishish Tashmish Kadesh Leivu Nokvo Aramba Matzik Livdog Achar Tashmish He Beid Echad Hu Beid Echad. Okay. Liros b'hem shem yiros dam shas tashel. I thought snus b'dokas atzma af kodem tashel. But he writes the Rambam says svar rishona he ikar. So again, it gives an nod to the Rambam. All right. So that's good. Okay. Then, so as I said at the beginning of the year, there's an overlap between here Kuf Pei Vav and Kuf Pei Dalad. Okay. Kuf Pei Dalad was also an isha yesh lo vesas. And he repeats it, basically. Okay, he basically repeats it. All right, we'll have to talk separately about Ish Shein Lo Vesis. That's in Sif Beis. Okay, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch here, in Sif Kuf Pei Vav Sif Beis, may have seen it, picks up the Rif's idea that the first three times we'll have to check, you know, to see if there's any done. Okay? So we'll finish all that tomorrow, okay? All right, let's stop over here. I'm sorry if it's a little confusing with I don't know if you did it already. Go through the Gemara's inside. You see the Gemara's I quoted, just to line up the sheet and see how it fits in, and then we'll see how it. For now, we see how we pass him. You know, the Rambam, the Mechaber's Choshes, the Rambam, Ramah's not. Okay, we'll stop over here.